You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers here. Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win is 8-1. Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win in the market at 3-1. West Ham have just won one of their last 18 Premier League London derbies against Chelsea. They've lost 14 of those, but this is a very different season for West Ham. Best ever start to the Premier League season, and 6 points ahead of Chelsea in the league as well. We have, I think, seen in the last couple of games Chelsea starting to react to Jose Mourinho's urgings. They've kept a couple of clean sheets. That draw, 0-0 draw against Dinamo Kiev, arguably unlucky not to win that game midweek in the Champions League. But West Ham 11-4 to win this one, just a shade under 3-1 given their start to the season.
Yeah, but it's not at home where they do their best work, is it? As we well know, you look at the results this season: lost 2-1 to Leicester, 4-3 to Bournemouth, did beat Newcastle, and he drew 2-2 with Norwich. You know, letting goals in against these clubs, they are scoring goals themselves though, as I've listed there. So you know that. But I couldn't be. It's an attractive looking price, but I think the bookies would be more than happy for you to back West Ham.
Yes,
this weekend.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, and look, I haven't. It's hard to say that they're turning a corner. The pundits say they're turning a corner and that they're starting to look more solid. And we've said time and time again, when you start to see the evidence of Chelsea turning the corner, it'll be when they stop conceding goals. You know, it's no great surprise. And what they do against West Ham is they rarely concede goals. You know, look at the winter nils. Won away at West Ham 1-0, home 2-0. It was 0-0 the season before that at Stamford Bridge. 3-0 at West Ham, 2-0 at West Ham. There was a 3-1 West Ham win the season before that back in 2012. But, you know, by and large, over the last couple of seasons, you're looking at Chelsea winter nils. I've been stung a few times already, and I don't go into this easily. But I think Chelsea winning under 2.5. I know I've played this a lot this season, and it's not done me proud. But I'm going to play that again. That 1-2-0 Chelsea. Nothing exciting. But that win. One thing I just wanted to raise.
If you like that price, by the way, Chelsea win and under 2.5 goals, 7-2.
Yeah. One thing I loved on the BBC website I was reading this morning. This is a headline that I know you'll like, Derek. I am no angel, says Chelsea's Costa. I love it. Brilliant.
Oh, I'd read that.
Yeah, I'm not going to change either. I think he must be on Football Focus tomorrow because on the BBC website. But yeah, I am no angel, says Chelsea's Costa. All right. We got it all wrong. We thought you were this kind of guy who just was misunderstood. We know you're not an angel. Never changed, Diego.
Yeah, stating the bleeding obvious.
Great goal in the last game.
Yeah, indeed. You still like him, don't you, Lee?
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Derek, why? What does he do? What does he do?
I just like his general demeanour.
he likes the fact that he's he antagonises the opponents.
Well, you could do that, Lee. You antagonise.
I know. I try.
Easily do that. I mean, there's no point going on about him again. I just think he's the biggest myth in international football. Oh well, as big a myth as Mario Balotelli. You keep hearing he's got tons of ability and yet never ever shows it. Same with Costa. This game, well, you know, I keep hearing that Chelsea have turned the corner. You know, they're on the way back. Well. They were lucky. They rode the luck to beat Villa last week, 2-0. I'm not getting worked up over a clean sheet against Aston Villa. And Dynamo Kiev, well, we don't know. We don't know how good or how moderate they are. The fact remains that Chelsea are 5-6, and right now they're awful. West Ham are 11-4, having their best season ever. It's got to be West Ham for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.